Oh, hey there. You there. Yeah, you. Wait up, okay? Jeez, why are you in such a hurry? Lunch doesn't end for another 10 minutes. Well, never mind. I wanted to catch you before I forgot. And like an idiot, I keep forgetting. I know we don't talk to each other, and we don't know each other super well, since we're both in English class. I figured you'd be open to talking outside, too. You've always been nice to me. Talking to me before class, and I'm sorry, what? Seriously, I am not trying to buy a book report from you. What the? I don't care about how many of my friends have done that. I do all right on my own, okay? Okay then. Apology accepted. Now, can I get to why we're talking? Alright, look casually over my right shoulder. Hey, I said casually. See that group of people behind me? One of the girls have purple hair, you see? Those are my so-called friends. You've seen them around, I'm sure. The girls aren't so bad, but the guys can be real single-celled organisms. I'm telling you this because they wanted to play a prank on you tomorrow. The guys, that is. Something about filling your locker with some kind of concrete spray foam or something. Anyway, I convinced them to let me prank you instead. Wait, don't look at me like that. I'm not gonna prank you, I promise. That's the point. I'm doing this because they're assholes and no one deserves the shit that they pull on people. Look, they're watching us, so can we sit down on this bench out of sight? Thanks. The truth is, my friends can be cool sometimes, but they're often shallow, money-obsessed, status-obsessed, and they often revel in their own self-superiority here. Every cliche about rich kids seems to be true of this bunch. Oh, I got roped into their group because my older sister was one of the original members of that clique. And being new to the school, I suddenly had instant friends. But I think you know that they can be pretty mean, and I was always left out of the loop of their shenanigans. I'd only hear about their bullshit later on. But this time, they tipped their hand, so I intervened. I'm a senior now, so they agreed they'd let me handle it. Oh, yeah, the prank. Well, I told them I was going to. Ask you out to the prom. And then I told them I was gonna embarrass you at the prom in front of everyone. But don't worry, I'm never humiliate you. You've been kind to me. Instead, I want to do something for you if you'll permit me. Yes. Right now, actually. It's this. I know. Shh. I know you have questions. I just had to do that or I was gonna burst. I use this opportunity to do what I've been trying to do for weeks now. Tell you how I feel about you. You're the most fascinating and cool person I know. And every time we talk, you listen to me. That's more than I can say for my friends. You make me feel like you're equal, and unlike my friends, you never make me feel inferior. So when I heard that those idiots were gonna prank you, I knew I had to make my move now or never. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself knowing that I didn't stop them from hurting you. So, now that I made my move, what do you think? Oh, you're sweet. I just have to know. Do you like me too? You do? Oh my, I never knew. What? it's just that I've been thinking about this for a long time and I never knew how you felt. You're always so quiet. Guys always talk too much. You're the type who only speaks when you truly have something to say. But I love that about you. Yes, I suppose I did say I love you. Is that okay? Oh, good. No, you have a point. All this doesn't necessarily mean I'm not secretly trying to prank you anyway. Huh? I'd have to be one cold-hearted bitch to do that to you, huh? But let's see. How can I convince you that I'm not trying to mess with you? Well, think back to every time you see me in class. When did I get there? That's right. I'd be there before you. Do you know why? Ew, no. I did not have the hots for the teacher. What do you take me for? No. I was just there just so I could have a few extra minutes close to you. I never knew what to say to you to open up, but I eventually got you to talk, even if it was just about Russian literature. I remember when I started coming early. I'd see you enter the room, you'd see me, and then immediately turn and walk back out the door until it was just before the start of class. Why'd you do that? Nervous. How did I make you nervous? I'm flattered. No one's ever called me beautiful quite so poetically before. So you got jittery when you saw me? Well, I guess slowly wearing down your resistance was a good thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here now, and soon your locker would be filled with concrete foam. So you see, I've felt this way about you for a long time now, and I really want to see where this goes. The clique back there? Oh, they'll find out sooner or later. I don't care how they react. I only care about how you react to me. To be honest, I want to be with you now, not these popular people. I want to breathe you in, wear your scent on me, and have you near me as much as possible. Can you handle that, stud? Good. Hand me your phone. Just hand it over. Good. You know, you should really lock this. You never know what a bully might do to it. Anyway. Here's my number. And now we're official. Ooh. I cannot tell you how happy this makes me. I've been silent for so long, I was getting stressed out. My unexpressed love make me sick. So, I have a crazy idea. Maybe we can arrange for a homework session at my house, you know, when the parents are away. We can get to know each other better if you follow me. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. You are really one of a kind. We'll handle my so-called friends together, too, from now on. You are my priority. I love you too, baby. You don't mind if I can call you that?
Good.
Because I've never called anyone that. So that's just for you, baby. I love you so much it hurts.